Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome here to the Sports Lounge, coming to you each and every week at this time. I'm Michael Horn, but the true star of our show is a man we call Sultan. He is the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, a record that probably will never be broken. We're talking about the acting superstar and legend, the iconic actor from Hunter and so many other great shows, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Great to be here with all you folks. It's been a hot, blistering day here in Los Angeles, but we're faring pretty well here. Hope you guys are comfortable wherever you guys are across the country. And we're here, Mike.
Ready to talk about sports.
Yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about. We'll talk about the Lakers. We'll talk about the Knicks, Phil Jackson. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. But
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow. Yeah, Tim Tebow. But he's back.
You've been working. You've been busy this week. And what is it? You've been in a project. But it's a hard time getting
Here's what I do. I surface. You know, come in here, do the show, and do different things and stuff, you know, and, you know, write notes and letters to my granddaughter and my daughter and in Oklahoma and, you know, just do my stuff. And then I submerge and I go into my creative process and my writing partner, Bob Engels, and myself. What we're doing is we're writing family faith-based movies. That's what we're doing.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good marketplace for that. People love those places, love those movies, and they go to places that carry them, you know, whether they're in the Midwest or wherever they might be. But we're writing that stuff, and it's a real good feeling to tell great stories and know that everybody from 6 to 106 can watch it without being offended.
Yeah, and that's the positive thing. It's positive for everybody. And here's the other thing. It's positive. A lot of these things are negative. So you guys have been writing this for some time. Are you getting close to getting this thing done?
Well, yeah. We've been at it, and then we take some time off and stuff because, you know, life gets in the way.
Right.
But we're fine. We're only a couple of weeks away from finishing it up and submitting it. And then once we submit it, they give us the money for it, and we go off and shoot it.
All right, so this is going to be good. So you may have some news for us soon, hopefully, right?
I would suspect here by another month or so that I'll give you guys an update and let you know what's happening and keep you in the loop.
All right, we got a good show for you. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Don't forget to send him an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Sounds like one of those sitcoms here. Welcome back to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Sultan of Safeties, the acting icon, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, I want to get your comments, because I know we talk about this sometimes. The show you talk about is at times the politics of sport. So here's the story that's out there that I want to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. This week, the Cubs went to the White House to visit the President of the United States, in this case, Donald Trump. And
they did go.
Well, the manager, Joe Maddon, was saying prior to going to the White House that some of the Cubs will visit the White House. It was on the Wednesday, but it's not an official visit with President Trump. So then Maddon on Tuesday said he was going out of respect for the Ricketts family, which owns the Cubs and donated to Donald Trump's campaign. But Maddon said it was voluntary for the Cubs players and not an official trip. Quoting Maddon, he said, "I don't have any rules to begin with. I just want you to run hard to first base. As long as you run hard to first base, they can make up their own mind whether they want to go to the White House or not. As long as my pitchers work on defense, they can do whatever they want when they go to the White House." So here's the deal. It's the President of the United States. It's an honor. I know they went and they saw Obama after before Obama was out of office. But get off the politics and get your butts to the White House if you're invited. Your thoughts on this?
Look, I'm probably the one to ask, at the same time not the one to ask.
I would agree with that. And that's why I asked you.
And so my situation has always been, you know, you respect the honor no matter who's in there. And you we can go back. I'm 71 years old. I'll go back and talk to any of these baseball players about presidents over the last 60 freaking years. And it doesn't make any difference who's there. You do it because it's an honor to be asked to go to the White House. Just go, shut up, get some free lunch out of it. And when someone says, "Hey, what do you think?" you say, "This was a wonderful moment. Get on the bus."
And
that's it.
You're the coach. That's what you tell.
That's what I tell them to do. And I said, if you don't, you're going to really upset me. You know, get on the bus and get over there. And you don't have to talk to anybody, but be there and stand up when they take a photograph. When the guy pulls out the number one jersey and says, you know, "Well, we think you guys are the tops," take the jersey and shake his hand, for crying out loud.
50% like the president, 50% don't. That goes for any president in office. So, my gosh, if you're going there, you don't have to like the guy's politics. Well, it's the White House. You're representing a team. You're representing 100 years where the Cubs have not had a championship. You go to the damn White House and you go there and see the president.
Well, now you're getting into an area where you have to discuss the fact that it's just not a difference of opinion. It's hate. There's a lot of, well, no, right. No. Don't round it off.
I hear you.
This is hate. This is abject hate. I know what I'm looking at. I've been around long enough to know exactly what I'm looking at. You know, Obama to me was a disaster as a president.
But you still would have gone to the White House.
I would have gone to the White House with him. And as long as he's holding the office of presidency, I'll support him. You know, in that instance, when someone asks me, you know, well, what do you think about Obama? I'll give you my opinion. But I'm sure as hell not going to, state the fact that, you know, I hate his guts and I hope he dies. That's what they're doing to Trump. That's what half the country, you know, not so much half of it, but a good portion of the liberalization of this country's beliefs are being acted out every single day, and the press is the delivery system for it, and they have to be ashamed of themselves.
So let's back to sports now. You're talking about going if you're asked. So here's the thing. Is today's player, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, are they coddled? Because back in the day when you were on the team, if you had a chance to go to the White House, I'm guessing if the coach came to you and said, hey, let's go, we're going to the White House, you guys went. You didn't have a choice of whether you could go or not unless you had a family emergency. Am I right about this?
Well, look, yes. But
it's part of the team, right?
But look, most people in the world, in the country, are not very well informed people. They don't care. Many are insulated and isolated from being able to think for themselves. And so when you ask players who make $20 million a year, a lot of them just say, I don't have to do that. I don't want to do it because I don't like him. Or I do like him because he's black. There's a lot of that, you know. You know, he's black, so we have to honor him. Why? Because he's black. Well, he's America's first black president. Well, okay, but what about his belief systems, and what about what he's doing as the president? I don't care if he's black. I'll give you a list of women, black women, orange women, Chinese. I'll give you a list of people that I would vote for president. So that's not the issue for me. It's not the issue for me. So if I'm playing a stupid baseball game, I don't take myself so seriously as to think that, well, I'm an artist and I don't have to go to the White House because I make $20 million a year and I have a Super Bowl ring or a World Series ring. The point is that you do it because it's beneath you not to do it. Some are right on the dime with that understanding, and some are just stupid people. I wouldn't want to sit next to them on the bus.
Well, a lot of them went, which is a hat off to the Cubs, but I just the whole process leading up to it to me was a little I don't know. It bothered me that people would even question and think about whether they would go, because you are representing your team, you're representing your town, you're representing the nation, and there's kids that look up to baseball players, and I think that's where the society has sort of fallen adrift there, because we need to have some people that lead by example, and I think a baseball team member, a football team member, basketball, hockey, has to realize there's a bigger picture other than themselves. There's the picture that they portray to the public. They are celebrity. They are players. People look up to them. Kids want to idolize them. Go do which is the right thing to do. Go to the White
House. Well, of course. And again, you can look at any sport. Why choose to politicize it?
I agree.
Sports is supposed to be an escape from all this crap.
You're right.
It's supposed to be, go to the ballpark, be left alone with your thoughts, and watch a great baseball game or a football game, whatever it might be, and honestly feel good about yourself and appreciate what you're watching. And stop trying to figure out if the first baseman is going to stay at Trump's hotel or not. You know,
there is a first baseman in the major leagues that wouldn't stay at the Trump hotel, and maybe the beds weren't right. But for God's sakes, we shouldn't know about it, and the media shouldn't be talking.
Yeah,
about
just shut up.
That's your opinion.
And
you don't like
just,
the hotel? Don't go.
Move on down the road.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so we're on the same page for that. But I'm saying back in the day, when the rule came down that you were invited somewhere to see the governor, the mayor, whatever, you guys went. That was a deal, right? You were dressed up. You were there. You looked good.
Well, there's a lot of things I did that I didn't necessarily agree with or want to do, but you do as part of life.
How many times you got to Carol Rosenblum called you into his office to come in and talk to you about ideas and things. You could have said, oh, no, I played too hard. You went there out of respect to the owner of the team.
Well, he asked you to show up. You show up. I mean, that's different than going to see the president that you don't like.
But... Well, I asked you to come in and talk to me last week, but you didn't show.
Well, you're different.
That makes me feel bad. Don't forget, your birthday's coming up. It's a big birthday celebration here, Fred Dreyer. And by the way, we got some basketball news. You want to talk about some basketball stuff, too?
I just noticed here in my news report here that Phil Jackson is out as Knicks president. So I want to go through that because that is also part and parcel of the belief system that the Lakers dodged a bullet here.
All right, we'll get that story straight ahead. Stay with us. It's The Lounge with Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn, right here from CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, playing the bass guitar so fine for you, the one and only Sultan, the all-pro defensive ends, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the acting legend. You saw him on Hunter, saw him on Agent X last year on TNT, Crisis on NBC. He's got a new movie he's working on. We're talking about the legend, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you, Michael Horn. Now, listen, I just noticed here Phil Jackson is out as Knicks president.
You just noticed that?
Yeah. And
Was he hanging out at your house or whatever?
And look, how much time we have in this segment, seriously?
You got about 7 minutes.
All right, look, here it is. We may run over on this subject.
Yeah, you might go to the next one. That's fine.
But here's the deal. You know I have been established in my opinion that I thought that the Lakers, Jeannie Buss, Jim Buss, whatever Buss was over there, Mitch Kupchak, and whatever, who all those people were, completely screwed this franchise up. It started 5 years ago. And one of the things I remember a long time ago was having a conversation with someone who was in a position to know, that said that although Phil Jackson came to the Lakers as a coach and was very successful, he kind of mesmerized a lot of people in the organization that he was going to be available to move into the front office whenever they needed him.
So he kind of expected, you think, that he was going to go into the front office.
So, that's what he wanted. Well, you know, so here's what Jerry Buss saw. He saw a guy coming in here, suddenly starts dating his daughter. It's all well intended, you know. It's not like it's a manipulation. But the point is, he's in a position now to marry the daughter, and Jerry Buss had no intention of allowing Phil Jackson to be in a position to control his franchise.
Well, it might have been at the start, but you know, Jeannie Buss says she never thought she was going to get married to Phil. He was just not.
I'm not going to even get into
that. Okay, I'm just going.
I'm just talking about the placement.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Phil Jackson wanting to get off of, kept complaining about his back, can't travel. He sits on a different chair, and you know, he's whatever it is.
Yeah, and
all those things are true.
Yep.
I'm not saying that they're made up or concocted, but then Phil leaves and takes the Nick job because he wants to get in the front office. He knows he's not going to get here.
Gets the GM job.
And here's the other thing. When Phil shows up, it was the beginning of the end for Jerry West. It was the beginning of the end
for Jerry to stay as the
GM. Voice yeah. of basketball reason and loyalty now to be challenged by Phil Jackson. The power to have three championships in a row is overwhelming. And Jerry, as we all know, is a Laker through and through.
Doing well with Golden State, though, isn't he?
Well, he did. Now he's with the Clippers. Now he's got another jack of beans on his hands, as they say. So now Jerry's out, and when that happened, it was not a big deal. It was not discussed. Nobody made a big deal out of it. And it was just, we have Phil now. Phil's going to be here. Now it's Phil and Mitch Kupchak are going to run the show. And, of course, you know Kobe and Shaq, they fell out. We all know the history there. And suddenly now the team is not very good. And Phil's now saying, I'm going to step down and someone else will be the coach. And then maybe Jeannie and I will get married. Maybe I'll back into this thing in about a year or two to where I'm the president of operations, right? And that would have happened. If he'd have married Jeannie, he's working for the Lakers. He's sitting there with next to the owner, you know, married to the to the owner of the team, and he's going to have that position. So when Genie says to his brother Phil and Mitch Kupchak, his brother Jim, go talk to Phil and bring him back, you know, to see if he'll consider coming back. They went and talked to him, and then before even Phil got back to them, Jim Buss, which is probably one of the only things he ever did correctly, just said, you know, we're going to move on. We're going to hire Mike D'Antoni. We're going to hire whoever the heck it might be, if it was Brown or somebody else. No, the old man hired Brown, which was a terrible mistake. And he was on his deathbed. He couldn't come to a rational decision of who to hire as coach. And they put these two coaches successfully, three coaches successfully, with teams that were dysfunctional. And they were dysfunctional because of Mitch Kupchak, Jim Buss, and Genie. And when we come back, I'll continue this.
I think you might have some of the facts off.
All I'm telling you is that where we are right now, you can trace it back and see the path that leads right to the fact that Phil Jackson, the genius Phil Jackson, couldn't even get it right in New York.
Well, there's a problem there as well, too.
There's a big problem.
I'm going to bring you up to date on that. We'll continue straight ahead here. It's the Sports Lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us on CRN. We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only legend, Fred Dreyer. So, okay, I'm listening to Fred's story about Phil Jackson being out as the GM for the Knicks and everything. But I will say this. I've read Jeannie Buss's book. I know her. And she always walked a fine line between her dad and the team, what was right for the team as an executive, and Phil Jackson, who was her love interest. They've since broken up. So I don't believe that Phil Jackson thought he was going to get married to her, because she never thought they were going to get married. And so the whole thing, when you look at this deal now, is maybe Phil was dating the daughter, whatever. Genie raised it up to the next level by staying out of the decisions, letting her dad, the brothers who was running at the team, made decisions for it. So I don't know if I buy all that stuff. Yes, he was there, and maybe it was uncomfortable in some places. What I do also know is in the Knicks organization, you got the Dolan family, and I've known of that family running cable systems in New York, and they were a tough family. So that might be a tough boss to work for there. And then it looks like Phil had a bunch of problems with these players that he coveted. You know, he wanted Carmelo Anthony. He wanted Kristaps Porzingis to stay there. Kristaps doesn't even show up for his exit interview with Phil Jackson. It sounds like he had no control as a general manager going on, and maybe the owner of the Knicks said, hey, you know what, Phil? I got to side with my players because I'm paying them millions of dollars. I don't know. That's just my thought. You have maybe...
I don't understand much of what you said. Look, you can't be blind to the fact that Genie was in love with Phil and the intention was to be married.
No, I don't think the intention could have been with her, but she said she's never going to get married. I don't think that was the deal.
What doesn't make any difference.
I think they had a relationship,
The most important thing is, yes, it was a marriage type of influence. They were in love, and Phil had influence.
All right.
And that's one thing that Jerry Buss was aware of and wasn't really saying, well, here we are. I've got this entire Laker franchise and my entire love wrapped up in this basketball team and this fantastic franchise. And suddenly a coach comes in from Chicago, starts dating my daughter. And the next thing you know, there's a chance that my franchise could be going with him somewhere.
Well, you can't take away he was a great coach.
I'm not saying that.
And you can't take away that Jim Buss or whoever, after they invited Phil to come back, then they dissed him by hiring some terrible coaches there. And that was a kind of a slap in Phil's face. I don't blame Phil for leaving and saying, I'm going to the Knicks.
Well, that's fine. We love that. I mean, forget that.
Okay.
But Phil always discounted Jimmy Buss. He never took him seriously. And here Jimmy and Mitch are the ones making creative decisions on the team. And look what happened. Phil says, well, you know, I wake up the next morning and they've hired D'Antoni. And so he says, I'm out. So there goes Phil. He says, I'm going to step back and I'm going to go to New York and get an opportunity to go back there and do that.
That's where he started his career.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So he does that. So he's gone. What are we left with? We're left with a Laker franchise that went out and got coaches. You know, Mike Brown went out and got coaches like D'Antoni, went out and got, you know, Byron Scott. All three coaches were mismatched for the talent pool that was on the team. And all of them had to contend with Kobe Bryant. All of them had to contend with him. And so the front office and Jeannie was always saying to the public and to Kobe, we love you. We're going to make your exit the greatest that you've ever had before. And this is just going to be wonderful. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you $52 million for your last years. And we're going to have a wonderful time for you. So the last couple of years of Kobe's career was now taken away. And it was all about Kobe's last 2 years instead of about the team. And that team was saddled with bad talent, talent that could not work with Kobe because Kobe was out there doing the Kobe retirement parade for the last 2 years. And all of the young players they drafted and put around him, it was pointless.
That wasn't Phil's fault. Phil was gone.
I'm not talking about Phil.
Okay, you're talking about the Lakers now.
Talking about the condition of where the organization is.
All right, okay.
And how this thing evolved into...
Because they wanted to be loyal to Kobe, they blew their franchise apart.
And that's Jeannie Buss. Jeannie Buss gave them money above and beyond what the coaching staff and what the player composition was, and it was just a complete cluster, you know what. And so now we got rid of Kobe, and now they have to start to rebuild. And that's what they're doing now. And they realized the last duty they gave Mitch Kupchak and Jimmy Buss, what did they do? They went out and signed Lew Dang to $62 million and $72 million to Mozgov when they were trying to get rid of
cash,
so a contract, so they could have cap space to grow the team. And they went the opposite way. I couldn't believe what they were allowing, that was allowed to happen. And so so you've got now a Laker team that's completely at rock bottom. They're still paying off, at least last year, they were still paying off the deal for Nash and the terrible deals that they made. They went running out into the marketplace to appease Kobe that, well, gee, we're going to do, not only going to give you $52 million, we're going to now do everything we possibly can to make sure that we get you all the players that you want.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, well, that was all paperwork. That was wallpaper. And believe me, no superstars want to come here to play with Kobe at the tail end of his career on a bad team.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281,
800-587-4281. 800-587-4281.
This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bugbee Gone 32-ounce concentrate ready to spray or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bugbee Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bugbee Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
In the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So, situation here, the Cubs, you know, they won their first, we talked about them going to the White House earlier in the show, and the Cubs winning their first championship in like 100 years, and the catcher on the Cubs, Miguel Montero, he's now said his goodbyes to the Cubs and the city of Chicago. He had a series of tweets on Wednesday. He had, the day before, had blamed Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta for allowing 7 stolen bases by the Washington Nationals. And Montero said, quote, "Now, it was an honor to play for the Chicago Cubs organization. Chicago will always be in my heart." Apparently, Montero has thrown out just one of the 31 potential base stealers this season, but he's been hitting .286 with 4 home runs and 8 RBIs. He's been designated for assignment. He's done with the Cubs. So I've seen this Jake Arrieta pitch. While a good pitcher, I think the Dodgers ran all over him when they played him. And the Nationals, 7 stolen bases? I mean, come on. That's unbelievable. Why does that happen, Fred Dreyer?
Why does what happen?
This is the base stealing. This is Jake Arrieta. What's your thoughts here?
Yeah, well, we all know that base runners, good ones, run off of pitchers. The time you actually make a motion toward home plate and actually deliver the ball to the catcher, that's where you steal bases. And if you're not there quick enough, if you can't have a move, you can't have a slide step, you know, in order to get the ball out of your hand to the plate fast enough, it puts a lot of pressure on the catcher. This catcher, Montero, a good catcher, not the greatest, but he's a catcher that helped him win a world championship. So he's not chopped liver. So he complains that he's being made to look bad by Arrieta. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And then first baseman Rizzo, Tony Anthony Rizzo, says, "Well, wait just a second now. You know, don't make this criticism a blanket statement. You know, we win as a team, lose as a team, so forth and so on. And by the way, we do have a catcher, you know, that throws people out. Wilson Contreras. You know, he threw out 16 to 31 potential base stealers." This season as a Cubs starting catcher, but the point is that this is, I think, an opportunity for Joe Maddon, manager of the Cubs, to just say, you know, something. This might be a great opportunity for us to make a change as a backup catcher, and this is what they did.
Well, he's got some problems. It looks like Maddon. He's got his club teams are maybe fighting with each other over the losses. Now they're having some stuff. People can't go to the White House. You know, Maddon has been. He was going to be manager of the year. I guess our Dave Roberts beat him out of this thing, and maybe this is why he's got some dissension on a team that did that played so well. All of his people are expecting the Cubs to repeat this year, and it's looking tough.
Very difficult to repeat in baseball, any franchise.
It is tough.
Any sport, but it's very difficult. For the Cubs, I don't pick them to repeat. Somebody else will win. Maybe the Nats. Maybe the Dodgers. Who knows? I've been watching the Dodgers here closely the last month or so, and especially since Bellinger has come up to the team. You know, at the end of April, he's just he's a whiz and he's legitimate. He's just not having a bubble where he's just This guy's got like 60 RBIs and 23 four home runs, you know,
that's
already.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a legitimate talent, and it might just be enough, you know, to ignite this team. They Dodgers can hit home runs out of every position. They got eight people in the lineup every night that can hit home runs.
They have a good bench. They've had a better bench than they've had in years past, the Dodgers. That's where they're doing well. Now, the Mets have promoted Tim Tebow to high A league. He was in the low A league, and he's now joined the Port St. Lucie, Florida team, and he was batting .222 with three home runs, 22 RBIs. He had a .311 on-base percentage, .340 slugging percentage when he was playing with the Columbia Fireflies, and they say those aren't numbers that usually lead to a promotion, but management of the Mets, the GM Sandy Ellison, said it's not like he's tearing up the league, but at the same time, all of the indications are positive in terms of various things we look at, chase rates and exit velocity. The bottom line is the average isn't there, but he's improving. Clearly, it's a step up. I think he can handle it because he hasn't had as much time in the minors as other people have. So the Las Vegas odds makers get together and they say Tebow has a 15-1 shot of reaching the big leagues.
Well, look, I don't think that the New York Mets, is that who he's playing with?
Yeah, well, he's playing on their minor league system.
Yeah, but I don't believe that this organization is carrying him. I think they honestly see something of value that they think they can mine out of him. Now, how far he can go, it's anybody's guess. There's no guarantees here in this.
He's playing football and wasn't playing baseball for as many years as people in the minors have been going, so I think they moved him up just to try to see if they can get him elevated faster on the fast track.
Yeah, that's right. And they've seen something in his hitting, and they see his improvement because he's an intelligent athlete, and they say, let's just give the guy a shot. Who knows what will happen? I don't know, but maybe he'll develop. Maybe he'll get to the big leagues. Just hoping.
That's got to be hard to make that switch. You did that in college. You were a star baseball pitcher, and then you blew out your arm.
No, I was in youth baseball.
Oh, youth? When did you blow your arm out?
When I was right out of high school in American Legion Summer Ball.
So it was how many years before then you changed over to football?
About three years after that.
Was it a tough adjustment even at that age and at 3 years? Well, what I'm saying is Tebow was playing football, not in the minor league, so, you know, he's at a disadvantage. Were you at a little disadvantage at first when you came up?
Well, you have to remember that at that time, being, you know, 17, 18 years of age, you know, when that happens to you, you just figure, well, I guess I'll just do something else, and you wind up drifting towards wherever your friends hang out. And that's what happened to me. I drifted towards football because that's where my friends were. Not because I said, gee, I gotta be a football player.
Do you say it just the way you said it? Like, well, gee, is that the way you kind of...
Yeah, I always talk that way, Mike. You know when I'm drunk.
Well, no, I'm talking when you were in the younger age. Is that what you said? I'll just go where my friends hang out?
That's kind of it. You know, you kind of mope around. You know, your mom says, are you going to go out and play? I don't know if I want to go out and play. I can't play baseball anymore.
Stay here for a while.
My arm hurts,
that's
Mom.
Right, thank you. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. You got your birthday's coming up, and you had somebody sent you a football with little mini candies in there. Say Sultan of Safeties,
Martha Lee Jones,
number 89 on there. It says Fred. There's a football on there. This is a really good thing. They're blue and they're yellow, and you got true Sultan candies here.
Yeah, no, they're great. And Martha Lee Jones has been a longtime listener, and we sure appreciate. You know, we get a lot of stuff here sent to me, but you know, I make sure that everybody here gets shares in it, so we really appreciate that. But Martha, thank you so much for the football shaped container with the blue and yellow M&Ms and with my name on them. Some have a number 89, some have Fred, some had Sultan of Safety.
She says it's for your birthday.
Very imaginative.
She said she wants to.
Very, very sweet of you to do that. Thank you so much.
Steve says, hi, Fred. I see it's almost your birthday. Mine is the third. Do you have a favorite birthday memory, or do you do something special every year?
You know what I do, Steve? I surround myself with my friends, and I have a lunch or a dinner and a cappuccino. That's what I do.
Really?
Yep. It's
lunch and dinner. And we did have a cappuccino last year.
Yeah,
that was
you
good.
Sure did.
Abby says, love, love, love. love you and Hunter. I wish you would do a reunion show. Do you think that will ever happen?
Well, Abby, we've done those before, so they've run their course, actually.
John says, Mr. Dreyer, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Just curious about your thoughts on the Rams. Do you think they'll do it this year?
They'll be better this year. They'll be more organized, and I think you'll see a crisper, smarter team. Will they win a lot of games? I don't know. Maybe seven, eight games, maybe.
They haven't signed their third-round draft pick yet.
That's all.
Think it'll happen?
It doesn't make any difference.
Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. You are in the Sports Lounge. Hi, I'm Michael Horn. But the true star of this program is the man, the all-pro defensive end for the Rams, a breath of air on the Patriots, and the New York Giants who signed him, and of course the acting legend from Hunter and so many other great shows. I'm talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. I'm looking at the stuff here on my desk, and there's all kinds of like little notes and packing slip receipts from people sending me.
It's your birthday coming up.
Candy and M&Ms and
you got that candy that's in the shape of a football. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's in a plastic. I'll show it to you.
Hold that up. We're on a Roku or Tiki Live and or at crntalk.com. But those are all. It says number 89 and Fred Dreyer. Fred on some of those, and some say number 89. Yeah. And that's you.
That looks pretty good.
That's nice. That's a good football.
Yeah. Anyway,
I have to go out
but
for
there's
one.
A lot of you guys out there have always been so kind to us on our show, and you're sending stuff along, and we greatly appreciate it. You know,
who sent that to you? A lovely
I'll
lady.
Tell you, Martha Lee Jones. She sent it to us.
Thanks, Martha. And, my birthday was in November.
And we just
didn't get anything.
Is a belated.
I didn't get anything.
This is a belated spiral.
Oh, it's partly mine. Give me an orange, a yellow one, and a green.
We always share things, by the way, folks, when you send stuff over here. So not only do I appreciate it, everybody else does. So anyway, thank you for that. But I want to get into something here. A linebacker, Zach Orr, O-R-R, is exploring a comeback 5 months after announcing his retirement at the age of 24 because of congenital spine and neck conditions.
What do you think about that?
In his appearance on NFL Network, Orr said that his time away from the game has fueled his desire to return. A CAT scan after the 2016 season revealed that his first cervical vertebrae at the top of his spine never fully formed, and that puts Orr at an increased risk of death and paralysis. Orr said he received additional opinions on his spine neck condition during his brief respite from football. Quote, I had my mind made up. I was like, man, the doctors told me I was done. This is a serious issue, so I'm going to leave it alone, but I just keep hearing from the multiple people, and some were telling me just to go out and check it out to see if you can get more opinions and things like that. And maybe that I can find out, you know, once he found out his condition was rare, 0.01% of the people that have it, you know.
Yeah, they have people.
But,
have what he
but, has. But here's my concern. This is a this is not something that you want to romance coming back and playing with a condition such as the thinning of a disc in your neck up above the base of your skull.
But he said there's no actual evidence of facts. I'm at a higher risk than another player. He says actually been documented. A college player had the same exact thing that I have returned to play with no problem. So
yeah, well,
would you do it though? I still wouldn't do it.
Well, here's the other thing that I would add, because it would be incumbent that Zach Orr be an excellent tackler.
Yeah, so
because
that would be tough.
If he makes a mistake, whereas other people could make a mistake and not be immediately affected, but if he makes a bad tackling decision, lowers his head, doesn't tackle properly, he could kill him.
Yeah, so
it may be true what he's saying.
Right.
But
you wouldn't do it.
No.
I wouldn't either.
Within the parameters of tackling, you know, it's bad enough as it is with people who have healthy necks.
All right, there you have it. You can find out more by, tweet Fred. Give us your thoughts on this. Fred_Dreyer, F-R-E-D_D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. And don't forget the email. We love getting those things. And
yes.
His email is FredDryer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDryer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com. Send him some nice birthday gifts coming up on the 6th. It's good.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Final segment here. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the star of our show, Fred Dryer. And Fred, got a lot of stations we're on here. We've added some new stations. Say hi to WCAR in Detroit, WWCS Pittsburgh, WGOW in Houston, 1120 AM in Atlanta, KQFN 1580 in Phoenix, KQPN 730 AM in Memphis, KMZQ in Las Vegas 670 AM, KTXX in Austin, and KDCO at 1340 AM in Denver. That's a good list.
Well,
of stations.
Here's what I like. I like the scatter pattern. You got West Coast, Southwest, Midwest, and Far East in there. So welcome to our show, and we're so happy that you guys are listening in.
Getting to be that time of year in baseball where some of the teams are thinking maybe they should start shopping, and the White Sox GM, he thinks that maybe the Cubs, he'd be a little upset if they don't make a few trades. Rick Ham is saying that. He had some of the big offseason deals he had, but they traded Chris Sale and Adam Eaton, but he's saying maybe they should get some new players here on the Cubs. What do you think? I mean, on the White Sox.
Oh, on the White Sox?
The White Sox. Well, they should
trade the whole team in.
Now, speaking of that, the Giants are expected to be sellers at trading deadline here. They're talking that maybe Johnny Cueto may be gone, Brandon Belt. Brandon Belt might go to the Angels. They're thinking the Angels need a first baseman.
Brandon Belt?
Yeah, first baseman on the Giants.
He's kind of in and out. They could let him go. It wouldn't hurt them. Cueto, well, you know, well, what do they need him for?
Well, he's a pitcher. I think everybody needs some pitching.
They're last place, this team.
Yeah.
They're going to lose 100 games.
Exactly. All right, and so and also the Angels, apparently there's been analytics on Albert Pujols, not looking too good, but he's in the sixth year of that 10-year contract.
What are they going to do for four more years with this guy?
I don't know.
Is he going to be working at Artie's house?
He still could hit the home run. His feet are in bad shape.
Hey, Albert, could you, before you leave, could you take the leaves out? Okay, I take out leaves.
No, don't do that. It's fine. All right, we want you to email Fred Dreyer.
I burn them. I can burn them for you in your backyard now.
Facebook, follow him. Fred_Dreyer.
A cigarette lighter?
Facebook.com/ light the Fred Dreyer.
I can burn the leaves now.
Final thoughts from you, Fred, on our show?
Yeah. Well, final thoughts. I think you better call the fire department. I think Albert's about ready to light the leaves on fire.
He's going
to
be fine. He's doing good. We'll see you next week.